welcome back to the Cave In Universe podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us again today. And if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. My name is Vinny.
And I am Kaylin. Today we are coming at you with a This, That, or Something episode, followed by some real reactions.
Oh, yes. Getting back on track here.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have our normal space background back next week. But for now, let's just try to catch up on releasing weekly episodes, you know?
Yes, I definitely understand. I definitely want to try and get better. You know, we've had a crazy time recently, so hopefully everything just, you know, can get back on schedule.
Yeah, that's true. Before we get to the this or that or something questions, I do want to talk about a little bit of, you know, pop culture news stories. What's going on with this Miranda Lambert?
You know, Miranda Lambert.
You were telling me some chisme earlier about some stories, and I was like, let's talk about it on the podcast.
Miranda Lambert is a bitch.
All right, just right up there. I don't know if we're past the limit where now where YouTube will start censoring us. I think you got like a minute. You can't cuss in the first minute. I think we just broke that. It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, no, true statement.
Yes, literally, because she basically stopped her whole concert because these women are taking a photo like right in the front row. So she's in the middle of singing and then immediately stops and is like, sorry, you know. I can't keep singing when these, you know, girls are just too worried about taking a selfie right here. And everybody's like, oh, whatever. But then these girls, like, immediately, so this is the picture, which I think is actually pretty cool because they're trying to get, like, Miranda in there, you know, like, she's part of the group. So I thought it was, like, a cool picture they were trying to take. And then Miranda Lambert wants to freaking be a little, you know, what about
it? But at first, when I saw the video, and at first, everyone, like, in the crowd starts cheering. So it's like, I guess just in the moment. The situation hadn't been fully analyzed.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure most of those people, I would probably bet, like, after went home and was like, man, that was kind of shitty.
You know, I like to play devil's advocate, though. And I did see the video where they're like, they were being kind of dramatic about it, too, because they're like, oh, come on, let's go.
Oh,
you don't treat fans like that. We're leaving. Yes. And it's like, okay.
I've seen that one.
I would have been like, yeah, like, she like called me out, you know? I don't know. I don't care. Like,
yeah, no, but I mean, I guess, like, as a woman, because I would get really offended too. I think it's just a woman thing.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that part.
Yeah.
And then she was trying to come out and say something like the reason why she called him out was because the flash kept bothering her.
Yeah, something about the flash, but then I also saw something like about like
Well, then why is she in a small venue, first of all? I mean,
residency in Vegas, I think.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, if you're going to play in a small venue, especially in Vegas where tourists are known to come, you're going to see flashes, like.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
If this was the 90s, that's all people took was their freaking wind-up cameras. Anywhere you go, there'd be flashes. So, yeah, maybe that's not a good excuse.
Yeah. No, I mean, but even at that, too, like, those girls are in the front row. Like, they paid a lot of money to go to her concert. Like, she could at least, like,
I'm sure overpriced in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, that's just kind of shitty to, like, treat a fan like that spent a bunch of money to be there. You know, it's fine if they take one picture, I think.
Yeah. So she hasn't, like, officially came out and, like, said anything about that other than the flash thing,
but she's been posting stuff, like, about being in Vegas, like, on her TikTok.
Warming up her vocals and stuff like that, and people are just commenting, like, all that shit. Like, she's just trying to avoid it at this point.
Exactly.
Or maybe she doesn't even control her social media, so.
She probably doesn't.
She's not even seeing it.
She probably just, pay someone to just be like, just post my stuff, you know, take pictures of me and post it.
Unlike Cave In Universe, we run our own social media.
Exactly. Yes, we
do. So, if you follow us at Cave In Universe, chances are, you're actually running into us. But now, I mean, what are your overall thoughts on this?
It kind of makes me less of a fan of Miranda Lambert, honestly. I mean, obviously, it'll probably pass and I'll forget about it.
Yeah.
And so will everybody else. But, you know, in the moment right now, like when it's trending.
Moment.
Yeah, it is pretty shitty.
And now other videos are starting to come up of her just being like, they're saying that she's like the country Karen or something now.
Yes.
Because there's other videos popping up of like, there was one where like fans, I guess, had a beach ball that was going around and it ended up on stage and she like popped it.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw that too. I think I did see that.
Country music's Karen.
I mean,
the country music Karen, Miranda Lambert.
And then she used to be with Blake Shelton. Remember? She used to be. I don't know if they were just boyfriend and girlfriend or married. I can't remember.
Now going off on that, like I know, like that's kind of like you know, shitty to say that, but I have seen comments like, that's why Blake Shelton left her ass.
You literally just, what I'm getting, was getting ready to say. It's okay. No, but I'm glad you saw that, because I thought that was hilarious. Like, oh, he got out when he could. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was funny.
And then, who's Carly Russell?
You've been hearing me talk about her, like, all week. There's actually...
Is she, like, the dancing Swedish lady?
What?
The dancing Swedish lady?
No, that was something else.
Oh.
Let me see. So, basically, Carly Russell is pretty hated right now. So, this is just an article because you know nothing about it. So, I wanted to kind of find, like, a timeline so I could, like, explain it to you. So, Carly Russell allegedly is a... Oh, yeah, 25 years old. Allegedly is stating that she was kidnapped. So, just starting from the... kind of the beginning of the timeline, she basically is like leaving work, she's getting ready to grab dinner. Well, in Alabama, they get a 911 call stating that a child was in a diaper wandering the side of the highway by themselves. And then there's footage that was later released that shows, so she was the one that was placing the call, right? So there's also footage of her when she pulls over the side of this alleged highway where she sees the child, and from the highway footage.
Oh.
Yeah. And so she can be seen getting out of her car and going to the passenger side and then just, like, disappearing. So that's, like, where
there was
like
no
sketchy.
Child in the footage?
No child. Hmm. No child was ever reported even missing.
Interesting.
That day. So, yeah. So her disappearance remained a mystery until about 49 hours later. She returned to her home on foot. And she was found with a tear in her shirt. She had a small lip injury and $107 in cash in her right sock. So that's already pretty suspicious because how do you have money? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because then she claims that she has this whole scenario like where the man with the truck had orange hair. And then she also heard a woman and a baby crying. So she like has this whole elaborate story. Plan saying that somebody stole her from the woods next to the highway.
And then there was like influencers like coming out about her, right? Like talking about her.
Yes. So influencers are coming out because it caught like nationwide attention. And people are saying, you know, pray for her and, you know, all this, the generic, like somebody's missing stuff.
Yeah.
And then it basically comes out that it's all like fabricated. Like she made it all up. A hoax, yes. Yeah. Because there's, like, suspicious stuff that they found in her phone. Like, she was researching, like, how the movie Taken was made. What's the maximum age you have to be issued for an Amber Alert? And then the last thing was if you have to pay for an Amber Alert. So, just that alone is pretty suspicious, and there's no, like,
so why'd she evidence. Do this?
I don't know. To get a little vacation.
What? She didn't want to go to work or
she
what?
She didn't want to go to work. She's like that guy from HEB.
Oh, my God.
How was your vacation? That's what I would say.
How was your vacation? Oh, yeah. I worked with the guy at HEB that, like, he had specific days off, so he never had 2 days off in a row. He had, like, a Wednesday and then, like, a, you know, Sunday off or something like that. But anyway. So if you had 2 days off in a row like a normal human, you'd come back to work and he'd be like, how was your vacation? He'd be like, what? I was just off
classic.
2 days. Yeah.
I was off for 2 days.
And I'm not going to say what accent that was because I don't want to go there.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying it in a loving spirit because that guy was awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, because pretty much there's nothing really, you know, there's not really a reason why she did it. Other than people think
she's
that she
weird.
Has mental issues. Yeah.
She's old weirdo.
That's another thing.
She needs help. So where's she at now?
Not speaking to police. They've only interviewed her once.
Oh man, she said I don't want nothing to do with the popo.
Yeah, and all her family basically says that, like, she's not in any position to like talk right now.
What? Okay, so
her family's all in on it
too.
So
did she do it really to like get out of somewhere or get out of something? Or did she really want attention?
That's the thing. She might just really want attention because there was nothing that she was avoiding, I don't think.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, the investigation is still ongoing. That's why there's not really much more information other than what I've told you, because they're still, like, looking into it. Like, this all just happened, like, within the last week. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes. I mean, could she get in trouble, right? She could, like, go to jail.
I don't know about jail, but she could definitely get in trouble.
Yeah, because she, probation. Like, it was a statewide search. You know how much money that probably costed?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's equivalent to a fake 911 call, so maybe she can.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You know? Yeah. That's like what I mean, something along those lines.
Like, I know it's illegal to fake your death, but, like, what about faking your disappearance? It has to be, yeah, something. Mm-hmm. That could be something there.
Yep. I just hope they talk to her more, because, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I want to figure out what's going on. Hopefully, I mean, if she needs help, hopefully she gets help, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Send in your stories, people. Send in your real reaction videos. Send in your questions, topic suggestions, whatever you need. You can either message them to us on social media or KevinUniverse at gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So we have some this, that, or something questions. Yeah. I'm excited. I have not seen these.
You're always excited. I was going to ask you if you're excited.
I am always excited to do this.
Reincarnation, purgatory, or the underworld?
All right. I have one question. What does purgatory mean?
I mean, I guess it's like basically like you're stuck, like in nowhere.
Oh,
like you're stuck in between heaven and hell. There's like many. There's different definitions of it. Like some people would say ghosts are in purgatory because you're just stuck here on earth. You're not necessarily going on to what's next, even right. if it's bad. You're kind of stuck here on earth. Then other versions of purgatory is just like a white void, you know, with shadows and stuff. But basically, it's just like you're stuck. I would like to believe that purgatory is like you're a ghost, basically.
Right, because that's what I was going to say. Middle between heaven and hell would obviously be here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with reincarnation. I don't know. I've always liked to believe that that's true.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, speak bad about anything about it or offend anyone if that's, like, what you believe. But it's, like, reincarnation has always kind of scared me, you know, because it's kind of like, I don't know.
Well, no, purgatory and underworld seem like they scare me.
Purgatory seems like an okay time. Okay. Unless it's if it's the white void purgatory, then no, that would drive you crazy. But if it's like here on earth and you're a ghost, but like you have a chance to move on to the next thing, then maybe that'd be all
right.
But it's like reincarnation, it's like you come back. Like, do you get reincarnated? See, you don't know the rules of these things. Do you get reincarnated here? Do you get reincarnated in another planet, another universe? Like, when do you get reincarnated? Right away? Do you wait? Do you stay in purgatory for a little bit before you get reincarnated? And then if you do get reincarnated, what if you get reincarnated into like a bug that gets squished in a week?
Oh, God.
You know? Monkey that gets ripped apart by other monkeys. You've seen those videos of monkeys attacking monkeys? It's horrendous.
Oh, my God.
What if you get reincarnated to a zebra that gets attacked by a pack of hyenas?
Oh, God.
What if you get reincarnated to somebody who gets abducted and murdered?
You really think that's what scares me about
reincarnation.
You really think it's like human to like bug? You don't think it would be like bug to bug or human to human?
I had this like thought one time. Where I was like, what if that's the point of, like, if reincarnation is real, I'm not saying it is or isn't, what if that's, like, the point? What if, like, one time, like, our souls started as fungi, and then we died, got reincarnated into plants, died, got reincarnated into a bug, died, got reincarnated into a reptile, died, got reincarnated into a bird, died, got reincarnated into a mammal, or maybe there was a fish in between there.
Right.
And then next thing, like, is humans.
You just keep going higher up. So then
what would be the next step up? Do I get reincarnated to AI?
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, literally, things would have to continue to progress and get more futuristic down here, too, in order for the afterlife to be also.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
That's just the greatest mysteries. We just don't know. But that, I mean, but still, it just seems like that's kind of...
Yeah, no, you totally did scare me a little.
You could get the wrong... Like, reincarnation is like 50-50. Like, what's good next is not guaranteed good, is not guaranteed bad. You could get reincarnated to freaking, like... Elon Musk's kid or something like that, or, you know, just like, you know, a baby with a silver spoon in your mouth that has everything. But then do you want that upbringing either? Like, you know,
exactly. Man, yeah, you totally just scared me a little on that reincarnation.
Yeah. Purgatory and then underworld. I don't know. They're just like, again, like purgatory, many different versions. I know most people will consider it hell and stuff, but it's like everything is just based on like religious beliefs, and then those religious beliefs were based on their location. For example, like Vikings, like their version of hell was like a frozen Iceland, like just, I mean, a frozen wasteland. And it's like, because like they were always freezing, and you know, so that was like their version of like the worst thing possible. You know, something like Christianity coming from the Middle East, it's like, it's always, it was always fucking hot. So, of course, their version of hell is, you know, something hotter than freaking 1,000 suns, or, you know. So, it's like based off of that. You know, Egypt, which is known for Niles with crocodiles in it, rivers with crocodiles in it. You know, their version of the underworld, or at least transferring to the underworld, was basically through like a watery path with crocodiles and stuff like that. So that's another version where you don't know what you're gonna get, but either way, I would stay, I'd stay away from that.
That's so crazy.
Fiction, nonfiction, or autobiography?
I like autobiographies.
Autobiography is basically nonfiction though, but it just, I guess, from a different point of view,
right? You know,
like somebody's life versus a typical nonfiction story of somebody narrating it,
right? Yes. And if we're talking, are you talking like books primarily?
Yeah
Because
this could be for any sorts. Well, I mean, what would autobiography be in the film world? Documentaries.
See, okay, well then, even in whichever way, I like the documentary thing, so yeah, definitely autobiography. I find those easier to watch and easier to read, because I'm not a reader, so
I like fiction because, you know, I'm a nerd. So I do like a lot of fiction. There are too many social media apps, but I at least put it down to three reasonable different ones. Because, you know, there are a lot of them like Threads that are just similar to the same old bullshit. I took out, there are no Threads or Twitter here. Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok?
TikTok.
I would say Instagram. Instagram is
We've always been like that.
Yeah. Like, I'll send you Instagram reels through messaging on Instagram that you won't read for days because you're never on Instagram, and then you'll send me TikToks that you know, on TikTok, that I'll never open for days, or I won't open for days, not never open, that I won't open for days because I'm never on TikTok.
Yes, that actually does happen.
I just prefer Instagram. Instagram is my fave.
I mean, I think it's cool because you can post pictures and stuff on, so you got pictures, reels. You know, the TikTok just recently, I think, started getting pictures, I guess, within the past year. So, but it is different.
Yeah, like, especially, like, because if you, I'm not behind that, those pictures that, like, have sound in it, and it's just, like, a picture with sound, and that makes it real. It's like, no, like, just keep it separate.
Yes.
You know, that's why we have separate social media apps. You want to post a picture, post it on Instagram.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess that's, like, me, too, like, with Twitter and stuff. Like, I never know what to say because I'm not good at, I'm not good at expressing my thoughts into words, I guess. I like more like the you know, just simple things, like just post a picture, there it is, you know what I mean,
right?
With a little quote, you know, or little, some emojis, you know, post a cryptic story with the song or something, you know, express my feelings that way. Not just typing it out,
right? So, and then you got like filters,
so
that's always cool.
Playing with all the stickers and stuff like that. Instagram's the best for now.
We'll see.
Foot,
back, or sore muscle massage?
So we had to add a third, of course, our version of this or that. So it was foot or back massage, but I mean, a sore muscle massage, that always feels good. It doesn't need a lot of pressure. I
know you like those.
Yeah, so I would say sore muscle massage.
When I was pregnant, you gave me the best foot massages. So I'm going to say foot because I could, even when I'm not pregnant, I would like a foot massage.
Oh, okay. Is that your way of asking me?
No.
This is an interesting one. Mediterranean, Caribbean, or Alaskan cruise?
Ooh, Alaskan.
I think that would be cool.
The Mediterranean and Caribbean are so typical. Generic. Typical.
Yeah, Alaskan cruise would be badass.
Alaskan, yes. And then we can like wear our big furry coats because it'll just be cold.
I went to Cozumel, Mexico on a cruise. Is that considered Caribbean?
I think that's Caribbean.
I mean, it's like pre-Caribbean.
Right.
Yeah. It's like not quite there. It's not like,
but Cozumel or whatever, however frick you say it, is so like everybody goes there.
Exactly.
Like if you've been on a cruise, you go to Cozumel.
Yeah, that's true. Beer, wine, or cocktails?
I recently been starting to like wine a lot more.
That's because of me. I was gonna say wine. I do. Yeah. Overall, I do prefer wine.
Yes.
And got you all into it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We got a. You gotta love the boxed wine. To me, it's just the best.
The dirty one.
Yeah. To me, it's just the best. It has a good alcohol percentage, and good flavors.
Yeah, because we love wine, and, you know, especially I've been drinking wine for a long time, but I'm not one of those wine snobs. I'm like, ooh, the wine oak, connoisseur. You know, tastes oaky with a little bit of afterbirth.
What was that?
And, yeah, so I mean, it just wine is wine.
Yeah,
and I think I like wine too because playing like a lot of like that's how everything comes back to like video games with me, like Assassin's Creed and stuff, and just like loving history and just like that's what everyone drank for since like pretty much since the dawn of civilization.
Yes, mead.
Is wine and mead. Yeah, yes. Which mead is just honey wine.
Honey,
basically
yeah.
Wine made with honey instead of grapes. I would love to get into that. Speaking of which, that goes into our next one. Farmer, rancher, or beekeeper. So I was going to say, you know, I've told you since we came out here in the country that I've been wanting to get into beekeeping.
Yes.
But that takes, a lot of time.
Right. But it'd still be cool to have all that honey on hand.
Yeah.
And just to be able to. Mead. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Then we have plenty of honey for mead.
Wow. Two birds, one stone there.
Yep. I love beekeeper too.
Yeah. And then, so farmer, rancher, of course, farmer mainly, like, you know, fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. Rancher,
right.
Mainly animals, even animals. Though they could be intertwined there. But yeah, beekeeping would be cool overall, just as like a overall hobby.
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking about making money, farmer, or rancher, you might be a rancher. Probably you can make the most.
Yeah.
You know, with like cows and pigs.
I'd say so, because they're so expensive.
Yeah.
So freaking expensive.
But very expensive to feed and maintain as well.
Definitely.
Panic room, hidden room, or underground bunker?
Oh, underground bunker.
Yeah, I would say underground bunker too. Yes. Even though a hidden room would be cool, like a hidden playroom or something like that.
Right.
Or like I've seen those like videos of like the under the stair, room that people have for their dogs or something.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Logan would love that.
Yeah, go in there and chill with them.
Yeah, underground bunker. Yeah, just have everything I need and just be away from.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally beneath everyone.
In case The Walking Dead or Last of Us starts.
Yeah.
Underground bunker be the way to go.
Yep, exactly.
And our main event, this, that, or something question.
Wait, you missed one.
What?
You missed one earlier.
Which one did I miss?
Slacker, procrastinator, or overachiever?
Oh, I did miss that one.
Yeah.
Huh. I hate overachievers. Like, what are you doing here?
I know.
What are you doing? Nah, we need overachievers in the world. Unfortunately, that's not me. And they just annoy me. Especially, I mean, it depends where, though. You know?
Right.
Like, if you're just, I don't know.
What just, are you, though?
I'm a procrastinator for sure. So maybe I'm not the best choice either. Yeah. because slacker is obviously you won't get it done. Like, I'll get it done. I'll just wait. You know?
I think I'm one, gonna. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
I'll just wait. But then once I start on it, like I'm on it.
And right.
I'm like, that's my focus from
I
now
think
on.
That's,
but I will wait.
Right. I think that's kind of me too, because I'd say procrastinator, because I will let the laundry sit there for three to four business days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to take that over for you more because I know you hate it, and I actually like putting up laundry.
Yeah. See, and
like sorting them out. And, you know, all that.
And you hate dishes, and I actually like doing dishes.
Yeah, see? We just need to make that a permanent thing. So, you have a happy marriage, people.
Okay, so what's the main event?
Dubstep, techno, or disco? Disco, disco.
Oh, man.
Disco.
The Zohan?
Which dubstep and stuff, like, because originally I was going to put EDM versus techno versus disco, but then... Dubstep, like EDM, is essentially what electronic dance music, so it technically has versions of dubstep and techno and disco,
right?
But and it's like, see this, like all this, I'm not, so maybe we have people listen to this and know, like, or been to EDMs or raves, because that's what I was gonna ask firsthand. Is are they called like EDM shows or are they called raves? I don't know about any of this, that lifestyle.
Neither do I.
I have a lot of friends that do. I don't know if anyone listened to this show does, but. I would say it's all the same shit.
Right.
But I mean, it's basically the evolution right there. I mean, it all started with disco, You know, I was talking about the guy I worked with, Dennis, earlier, you know, the vacation guy. He would always say, like, like I would joke with him, be like, oh, what do you want to do this weekend? Like, you know, yeah, exactly. Because there was a time where he was off on a Friday. And I'm like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to go party or whatever? And he's like, oh, I'm going to go to a disco. And he would always talk about, like, going to a disco. What? And it's like, is that what's going to be like when we're old? Like, right. When our generation's old and 70, we're going to be like, oh, let's go to a rave. And people are going to be like, raves haven't been around for 30 years, Grandma. Like, literally. What are you talking about?
Yes. Can, like, you imagine, you know, if we ever go to a rave?
Yeah. Like, I would like to go, like, Burning Man. Is that considered, like, EDM? Like, yes. I'd go to something like that. But yeah. I think most of them are unnecessary.
Right.
I did like dubstep when it came out. I feel like it came out when I was a freshman in college. And
I was in high school.
Yeah, see, so that links up.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I just remember being at, like, the you know, university gym listening to dubstep. Me and my friends all listening to dubstep and stuff. Yes. When it first came out, I had to do, like, video presentations for classes, and I would use the Skrillex, you know, for the background music, right, and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's probably, yeah, that's where I veered off there.
Right.
You know, because you need money too to go to those shows, man. Those shows are outrageously expensive for no reason.
Yes.
Just to stand around half the time.
Yes. I think I saw, like, something about the Burning Man, like, the last time it was happening or whatever. People, like, that were, like, going to, like, eat and stuff, like, the food extremely overpriced.
Yeah, it's,
like,
terrible.
And then you have to have, like, your whole outfit, because if, like, you don't look like, you,
yeah,
know,
you gotta look the part too.
Exactly. Like, know, neon,
which involves a lot of half naked, yeah.
Yes. Barely people. Any clothes.
Yeah, just people in general, and that's right. Any specific gender. Just because,
right,
you know, I guess people feel free, and
right,
it should, and it seems like a good community. Would gathering of the juggalos be considered?
Yes.
Yeah, rave. No.
Oh my god.
Yeah, even though I would go to one of those, I would just.
Oh,
yeah,
so would I.
I would just, yeah, be constantly, you know, paranoid.
Right.
But I'd still go. Yeah. What would you say?
I'm gonna say dubstep.
Was it techno? There's something about early 2000s techno that I remember growing up. And yeah, I would say that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with techno, I don't think. I only know, like, one dubstep song. You know, disco is a disco.
Disco, like Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta, you know, typical. Yeah, that's what I mean. It all sums up to, you know, like we said, EDM and raves, and one day we're all going to be 70 years old wanting to go to raves, and people are going to be like, what?
Oh, what?
What are you doing? But there are some videos you see where they're doing some crazy things with, like, the lights, with, like, light shows and drones and giant Titan drones. So basically, some of these raves look like WrestleMania freaking type events.
Yeah, and then, like, we're talking about raves, but I'm thinking, like, maybe they could use, like, AI for something, you think?
Mm-hmm. Most likely.
Yeah.
Is there, like, an age limit to go to these? I feel like, you know.
Probably.
I feel like if you're in your 30s with kids, like, should we be going to these?
No, probably not.
You know, I mean, I guess if you have the absolute, like, time,
yeah,
and you really want to go and you have the money, like, why not? But it's like,
yeah, and no kids,
maybe no kids. Yeah, I don't know. But then I wouldn't want to feel like if you have kids, like, that's it for, like, a lot of things. Like,
yeah, no.
Well, it would be one thing if you've, like, constantly gone. Like, if you've been to, like, 10 raves and, like, you've already, like, settled down, got married, had kids, and you're trying to still go. It's like, okay.
Okay, yeah,
like,
settle
you
down.
You earned your badge. Chill out. But, like, if we've never been, it's like, oh, yeah, let's try it. Yeah. Your medal's in the mail.
Your certificate of completion will arrive in the mail in 7 to 10 days. Oh, God, that was too funny.
Okay, well.
Oh, man.
There's that. So that's pretty cool, doing it like that now.
Doing, like, what?
Well, like, just doing them and having our main one. That's basically the title of
the
episode.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. Let's get into some real reactions. We got a lot of them.
Nice.
Just kidding. Where am I? Where's the mouse? Oh, it's going to be up here. That's right. Oh, but it's going to play right there. Okay. I guess that's how we're playing this game.
All right. Ask me a couple more.
Are you
things.
Kicking me out?
I'm just saying, like, you
I
know,
flew all the way here.
You did. I really do appreciate
on my daughter's
that.
First birthday.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
You missed your daughter's first birthday for
to
this.
Be here.
Dark. Regret that you'll never be able to undo.
Yeah.
Horrible parenting.
Be. Horrible parenting.
Where's your son?
Somewhere safe, and it's not his birthday.
When's his birthday?
What does it matter? It ain't today.
She did try to clap back with, where's your son?
Yes, but he says somewhere safe.
Somewhere safe. That was the best birthday. Answer. Would you miss Delilah's first birthday for an interview with Drake?
No, I wouldn't. No. And I actually know who this girl is. She pops up on my TikTok.
Who is this?
She pops up on my TikTok.
Uh-huh.
She's a TikTok person.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And just, like, the way she's talking, that's, like, her personality. Like, she's in character.
Oh, that's her character?
Yes.
I thought she was just, like, a momo.
No, she talks like that. Well, obviously she is if
she missed her daughter's first birthday.
Exactly, yes, but that might, I don't know if that's true, because that's kind of messed up.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not.
I really hope not. No. But I just had to get your answer to that. Drake
somewhere safe. Why did he let go?
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if she's alive. That was a...
Not copyright. Dang it. Censorship reasons. We'll say she was okay. Jesus, that took way too long to filter from my brain to my mouth.
I was like, what are you trying to say now, babe?
This looks like this is like somewhere else too, another country.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Jesus.
Man, that had to
Would you
hurt.
Break up with me?
Probably. Oh I'd be my like, gosh. Why did you... Especially if it's on...
I'd be like, babe, it was
if there's
a joke.
Proof
it
and
was
footage.
It was just a goof.
When I have a freaking broken arm or something.
When people say, bro, it's just a prank. That's the prank.
Yes. That's the prank.
That's $100,000, right? Are you telling me that these f***ing things are $100,000?
So we got a guy driving through a newly built community in San Antonio with these mini houses with no
garages.
They
look like sheds.
They look literally look like sheds that are starting at $100,000. And these ones that I have the little two-story, I wouldn't even say that's two stories. I would say that's a half with the half story on top.
literally. I mean, I know it goes all the way to the back, but that must be like a tight squeeze. Like I would feel claustrophobic in my own home.
And those ones that are stacked are probably like 150 to 200,000. You know, they always say starting at 100,000 and then it's like this little tiny one that literally looks like a shed with just a front door. I wonder if they even have a backyard. Maybe they have like a little lot, but
they probably do.
And it's
like a
single driveway too. Like this is the future that we're heading towards, people.
And the crazy thing is, they will probably still sell.
Yeah, exactly, because people need a place, you know, and...
Yeah, if someone's single, they got money or something, you know, they just want to be around other rich people.
But it's like, I just don't understand how that balance is going to work with, you know, minimum wage jobs and people trying to afford barely a house for $100,000. Like, those things are probably comfortable living if they were half that price.
Yeah.
Then people will be like, okay, I can, you know, I'm getting, you know, what I'm paying, you know, paying for essentially.
Right. I would feel sick to my stomach paying that much.
Yeah.
For that.
Yes, exactly. that's bad.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so what was he doing? He was on top. Okay, so you got this guy on top of the fridge trying to be Spider-Man in his blue in his blue Crocs, and then the top freezer door opens. And I just love this part.
Oh my!
This is a part where he's like, he's in full panic mode right here.
Yes,
at this, he literally doesn't know what's gonna happen next in his life.
There's
he literally
no
doesn't know what's going to happen next with the Lucky Charms.
And the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch on the top shelf?
Wait, does he got Lunchables in his freezer?
What is that?
I think those are little Lunchables.
Why would you put Lunchables in the freezer?
I don't know.
Who puts Lunchables in the freezer?
That's what they look like to me.
Obviously, he makes a lot of bad decisions.
And does he live by himself? Because this must have caused a ruckus.
Right. 3 a.m. when everyone's sleeping. Oh my gosh. One more time.
Why did he try to hold on to the Lucky Charms like they were going to save him?
It has to be at his grandma's house. There's no way.
My gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Belisario, the stilt walker. I was originally going to come in between her legs, but yeah, that's not what was not going to happen.
Now, we all have dogs. Have you ever dressed your dog up?
I honestly have not.
Well, you got a big dog. That's probably why.
She's larger.
Yeah. Mark has a little wiener. Have you ever dressed the wiener up?
Yeah.
Called shake weights.
Parody? Never.
Demonstrating.
Is it better to go slow or better to go fast? Just a question.
I think you kind of vary it.
You got a small white one. Weird. Does that make a difference?
No. Actually, you know what? I don't actually think it's the size of it. It's actually the technique and how you do it.
Okay, thank you, Ollie.
Yeah. But thank you so much for asking that. I'm sure a lot of men at home were wondering that as well. Not Chris, because he told me he had the big black one.
Pleasant out there.
Yeah, I do enjoy 69. I might need to go up to the Tetons.
This is the season that matters. And despite the fact that they've had such a tremendous amount of sex during the regular season.
Oh my god, I would immediately quit.
Right.
I was going to come in between her legs.
Yeah, I was talking during that beginning, I'm sorry.
Belisario, the stilt walker, I was originally going to come in between her legs, but yeah, that's not what was not going to happen.
My favorite is why don't you ask Chris, he has a big black one.
I'm sure there's a ton more.
So this is crazy. This is why Kendall's in Fluffy cats don't mix. The cat and the dog are playing. The cat's tail touches the candle.
Oh no. Oh no.
The cat's okay, people. He's just looking at it like, what is going on?
It doesn't hurt him?
I'm guessing he has so much fur, it's going to go out before it touches his actual skin. That's what I'm guessing, because he was perfectly fine. Even the dog smells it like, what just happened?
Oh my god. And that's when does crazy. The owner come in?
Right? Like, it just literally just...
And I can imagine
you
later...
You see her in the background as it's burning, just walk by.
Like, pay more attention to your surroundings.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Keep an eye on your kitty.
Right? Is this at a Costco or a Sam's? I think this is Costco. They have the giant Halloween. They have the giant Halloween display of the skeleton that, like, you know, talks and tries to scare you. This lady in a freaking rascal in the little cart with the cross trying to do an exorcism on the store display. Like, what is that manager that's walking up to her? What does he say? Like, ma'am, like...
Ma'am, can you please stop causing a disturbance with your unnecessary nonsense?
Like, when I worked in HEB and loss prevention, like, I would have... There would be people that were so out there and so crazy. I would just go up to them and just be like, can we just not do this? Like, can we just not? Like, can you just leave and just let's forget about this? Like, just go. Like, you are mentally insane. There's nothing I can tell you. You know?
I'd be like, damn, okay.
You're just tired of it. Just tired of it.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, are you having an okay day?
maybe that just was a reflection of my days there.
Broke out my wound.
Which one?
Man, look, I'm so mad. What in the life, PD?
This would never not be funny. And I'm sorry for this lady. But Jesus.
Broke out my wound.
The cop's reaction.
And this is obviously on his uniform camera. And he, like, didn't even budge. Like, he didn't move at all.
And the other one was just, like, scratching his head, like, all right.
Well, because they probably know she's probably, like, on some drugs.
Yeah, and they're having one of those nights where, can we just not?
It's probably, like, 5 a.m. at this point. They're ready to go home.
Like, ma'am, just go to bed. You can just stay right there in the bushes.
Yes,
that's fine.
They just left her there.
As long as you're asleep.
What? Watch me!
So I do have to say again, everybody was okay. Did some research. You know, minor injuries, but everyone's okay. But yeah, these people are, it's in another country. You're holding on to this pavilion, like one of those big, it's like a giant one. One of those big, you know, like wedding pavilions, or use it for whatever, outdoor ones. There's a giant windstorm or whatever, or, you know, rainstorm, and they're holding on. And you see a couple people get launched.
That was like,
it just went up like a freaking balloon.
That was like 20 feet up in the air.
This guy right here in the blue shirt, keep an eye on him. You don't see him again. But again, he was fine from what I've heard. He's gone. You don't see him again in the video.
He probably just held on. And hopefully that like saved his life.
It didn't go far. It flipped over. So he landed on the roof and apparently broke some ribs. But that dude, one more time, that dude went flying.
Yes. The guy that just one too. Let go. Because, like, yeah, what do you do? That's what I'm saying. I think that was the one guy that probably held on.
As soon as your feet lift or off the ground, you let go. But that guy had the right idea, but it took him a little. He thought to himself, do I let go or not? And then by the time he decided, he was little. Yes. He was like 8 feet in the air.
But it's then, like, you're moving at the feet so fast. Yes. Like, make your decision.
Yes. There's now's not the time for procrastination. So this is in out of Houston, one of those car shows. This guy looks like a cat falling from a tree or something. He got hit by the car that was, not only did he get hit by the car that was drifting.
Don't move. His body
windmilled and he hit another car.
God.
It was parked.
That cannot have felt good.
And we talked about this before. We talked about this in a reel before, but I had to edit it out because it was sound issues.
Uh-huh.
But we showed one of these car video clips, and I was like, you're saying, and it's a running theme. I want to show more, just kind of like how we had a news bloopers last week, and then I found news bloopers for this week.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing. I got the videos for this week, people, so if you didn't like them, I'm sorry.
No, they were great. Better than mine.
But, no. But anyway, we were talking about last time, like I said, the part we had to cut out, but these car shows. I don't understand these car shows. And there's so many videos of just like the violence that comes out of them. Not just, of course, cars hitting people, but then there's even instances of, you know, people wanting to pull out the choppers, you know, after they get hit by a car. And then it's like, dude, you're the one that was in the way. And then
yes.
This just seems like trouble. Maybe I'm getting old. You know, maybe I'm starting to act like too much of a dad now, but I'm like, this just like, you're asking for trouble if you go to one of these things.
Exactly. If you are involved like with these, like, at all, like, by going or participating, because they're really dangerous either way. Like, driving so recklessly in the vehicle is dangerous, and then you can't stand anywhere.
Yeah.
Because you're not safe anywhere you stand.
Now, because these look like just typical street, like, meetups. They're not actual, like, if it's like a legit, I don't know, organization or legit, like, event that's, like, even, like, the classic car shows are cool.
Yes.
Like, those are cool, but, like, these just seem like it's a bunch of young, you know.
Irresponsible kids.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That was just in Houston.
Yeah, and it was in Houston. Shout out H-Town. I grew up there.
Yep. You did.
Yeah. Well, that, couple reels this week, you know.
I thought they were really good. Nice. A lot of action-packed reels.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Action-packed reels. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we go?
I don't think so.
Nice.
I do not think so. About that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode, people. And then by the time we would have released this, we should have released a new lost episode on our Patreon. Where we talked about Mortal Kombat. You remember that? When we talked about the Mortal Kombat?
The Mortal Kombat movie?
Yeah. When it came out like over a year ago.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. They're already working on the next one.
Yeah. So that's going to be the next lost episode. Nice. So yeah, by the time this is out, that should be out on our Patreon, the Mortal Kombat lost episode. So yeah, hit us up on Patreon, patreon.com/Gaven.
Nice.
Hearing our music, people. Liz, what are you going to say? Check us out.
Good night, everybody. Hey everyone, if you like that video, make sure you hit like and subscribe. As always, you can follow us on your favorite social media platforms. You can find us at Caven Universe on all of them.
Oh yes, and then of course, to further support us, caven.com, check that out for merch. And then of course, patreon.com/caven, right? Yeah, patreon.com/caven. I don't know why I just had a brain fart for a second. But yeah, you can find all our bonus episodes and content there. We actually just released new stuff, like I said. And yeah, just $1 a month, or you can subscribe for free and you still get some benefits there. So check that out.